What is your name, sir?
Adam Good.
What can I do, Mr. Good? Okay, the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse will send as your lead, sir, so just hold on.
Yeah.
Mr. Good, could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Adam Howard Good is 290-853.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant of arrest. I see you were notified about this hearing on May 24th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
No, I can't recall. I'm not for sure.
Okay, well, we have a copy of it here, and it has your signature and May 24th. The reason that form's important is on there is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So today, did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself? Represent yourself. Okay, and that's just fine. The attorney is optional, but it's your right.
All right.
Okay, so the members of the board conducting the hearing today, if you look on the video screen to your right, all the way down that end of the bench, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the center of the bench is our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right over here is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse, so I'll just be the lead on the hearing today. Also with us in the room, we have a community corrections officer, Mr. Turner. There, you can see Mr. Turner now, and he'll represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in the hearing today. So before we get started, I need to swear you both in, Mr. Gulick and Mr. Turner. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Gulick?
I do.
I do.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Gulick, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Gulick, I'm going to read each of these three allegations to you, and as I read each one, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. And that'll constitute phase one of your hearing. So here's the first allegation, and that is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 23rd, 2017, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated June 28th, 2017. Mr. Gulick, is this true or false?
That's true.
That's true. Okay. Allegation number 2 is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about July 8th, 2015, per the TASC. That must be 2017. That must be a typo. Mr. Turner, are you able to figure that out? That can't be right. I am looking right now. It is 2017. The actual lab report is attached, Mr. Gulick, and it was dated May 25th. All right, that's May. Now let me look. Keep looking. That allegation appears to be a problem. It appears to be a typo, but we have no evidence that it's a typo. So let me read you allegation number 3 while Mr. Turner looks for that information. Allegation number 3 is that you were in violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Traditions, located at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, on or about July 19th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Gulick, is that allegation true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just go back to Mr. So it appears on page 2 of the warrant.
719.
It's a different date. So allegation 3, 2 might be problematic. Because it has different...
It looks like it is a typographical error. I'm actually looking at the task website right now.
Oh, okay.
It says 7/28/17, no sample collected.
See, and this says
7/8/15.
So, Mr. Board Chairman, if there's that type of errors in an allegation...
I would suggest that there are others that that the board would find that it is...
That one is not...
Not done yet, but...
Throw it out?
Okay. Whatever that says.
Whatever, okay.
Not in violation. That's what I was trying to say.
Gotcha, okay. Okay, Mr. Gulick, we're going to not consider that second allegation because there was a couple of errors in there as far as dates, and we're just going to throw that one out. So just so you know, there's one we'll throw out. But based on Mr. Gulick's admission regarding allegation number 1 and 3, and based on the fact that we're going to find number 2, we're going to find him not in violation since there are a number of errors in the, I'm going to write that in fact, errors in allegation. But based on Mr. Gulick's admission on allegations 1 and 3, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. Okay. Seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Ray, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay. So back to you, Mr. Gulick, and probably the more important part of the hearing for you, and that is whether your supervision will be reinstated or revoked. So, but before we move on to that, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be back with you in just a minute. Okay? Just hold on, and we'll be back. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Gulick was released from ADC custody on 5/19/2018 and arrested on 5/3/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/3/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9/1/2018 with 288 abscondes. Current conviction, 2013 dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term at ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STD information, self-admitted to being a white supremacist from Iowa. Prior terms of supervision, none. Disciplinary is significant with violence, theft, conspiracy, and aggravated assault noted. Other arrest, 1999, indecent exposure in Iowa, fined. 2000, controlled substance violation, Iowa, felony conviction, state prison. 2001, escape, Iowa, felony conviction, state prison. 2005, domestic violence, Iowa, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2005, domestic violence, Iowa, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2006, controlled substance violence or violation, Iowa, felony conviction, state prison. 2012, aggravated domestic violence, Iowa, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, order of protection violation, Iowa, misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G6, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. All right, Mr. Gulick, we have just a brief written summary of your supervision. It looks like you were released around May 19th of last year and approved to live at Traditions on West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, but you were discharged from there. What happened there?
Me and another resident there had differences, and we got into an argument, and they released me in that. Me and the other guy at the Tradition.
So they released both of you out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you arguing about?
Well, there was a work program that they have there that to pay your rent, you go and work for them.
Right, right.
And while I was working, and he just kept on throwing smart comments at me and antagonizing me, I guess, I don't know. And I gave him a piece of my mind.
Okay.
And that's how it all started.
Okay. So where did you go? Once you got discharged from there, where'd you go?
I really don't know anybody from Arizona, so I just hopped around house to house.
So you did know some people if they let you in their house?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, there's some people I met and here in the joint and one prison, and, you know, some people I knew before I got locked up.
Okay, so you just went from one friend's house to another. Did you did you think to contact your parole officer about that?
Well, no, because I knew that she violated me, so I was trying to come back to prison.
Okay, so were you working at all?
Yeah, I worked at Quality Concrete for a while.
At Quality Concrete?
Yeah.
Are you a concrete finisher?
Yeah, I set foundations and pour concrete, and yeah.
Okay, alright. How long did you work there?
Well, that was before I got arrested, yeah.
Before you got arrested in May, you mean?
No, I mean before I got arrested on this case.
Oh, on this case, okay. So yeah, that was a long time ago. So, but you weren't working for this last 288 days?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Looks like you you were responsible to submit urines for analysis, and there was one I see in June of last year, about a year ago, that tested positive for methamphetamine. Did you have a problem with meth?
Yeah, well, I'm in here for drinking meth. I mean, yeah, I had a problem with it.
So, in addition to making meth, did you had a problem using?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How long have you had that problem?
A long time.
A long time.
I mean, I'm not for sure, but
yeah, okay.
It's been quite a long time.
Any other drugs, sir? Did you use any other drugs?
Yeah, just smoke weed.
Okay, marijuana.
Yeah.
All right, and how about alcohol? Did you use alcohol while you were on supervision?
No, I don't drink.
You don't drink?
Heroin, do cocaine, pop pills, I don't do none of that.
Okay.
Smoke weed and do meth.
Okay, all right, so. What were you doing when the Phoenix PD picked you up?
I was walking down the street.
Oh, okay. Why do you think they picked you up?
I'm not for sure, but I know they beat me up while they did arrest me.
Okay. Did you resist at all, or?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? Mr. Canales.
Thank you, Ms. Whitnoss. Just a quick curiosity. Mr. Gulick, because you were on community supervision in Arizona, when you are completed with your sentence, will you return to Iowa, or what is your plan?
Yeah, I'm going to go. The day I get out of here, I'm going back to Iowa.
Where are you from in Iowa, sir?
Burlington, Iowa.
No further questions. Thank you, Will.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Gould, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of during our discussion that you think the board should know?
No, I'm all right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. We do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you remain on the phone there and just remain silent. We'll be right back with you in just a minute.
All right.
Okay, sir, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Gulick is an individual who has served several prison terms in Iowa. And is now serving here and has a projected release date of September 1st. He did abscond for 288 days after getting into a argument at Traditions and getting discharged. He's expressed his desire to return to Iowa. I think his best course of action is just to remain where he is, finish, get his number, and as of September 1st, he can head back to Iowa. But I've listened to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
Any other thoughts? Okay, then I'm going to make a motion. I move to, based on information and warrant 2017W2501, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Grove was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 288 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities.
Second.
Okay, so motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Mr. Quinones. Mr. Good, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but as you probably heard, you've got a release date of September 1st. Not all that far away, a couple of months.
No, no. I'll just ask you if you just remain, let me stay in here anyways.
Yeah.
It'd be a better...
Yeah, that would be better, because then once you're done, once you get to that date, you won't have any obligations in Arizona.
Exactly.
Okay,
sir.
Well, we wish you the very best and a safe trip to Iowa when you're released. And thank you so much for appearing before the board today, sir. If you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.